Welcome to episode 145 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb. My, but it feels good to be back here with you. I was beginning to think I was never going to get over that cold. What's it been, about 2 weeks? I guess I should consider myself blessed because I have a friend. You may know him. His name is Wayne Henderson. He's also a voiceover talent, and he does several podcasts, one of which is the Packers Fan Podcast. Anyway, he recently had a cold that lasted about 4 weeks. Tell you what, it makes it hard to make a living when your voice is your tool. Thanks so much for hanging in there with me. You have no idea how much I appreciate you, really. Thank you. So, how about we get started on today's reading? Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 21, Acts chapter 7, and Psalm 67 from the New Life Version. Deuteronomy chapter 21. If a person has been killed and is found lying in a field in the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own, and it is not known who killed him, then your leaders and judges will go out and see how far it is to the cities that are around the dead man. The leaders of the city that is nearest to the dead man will take a young cow from the cattle. The cow must never have been worked or pulled to plow. The leaders of that city will bring the young cow down to a valley with flowing water, which has not been plowed or planted. They will break the cow's neck there in the valley. Then the religious leaders, the sons of Levi, will come near, for the Lord your God has chosen them to serve him and to bring good in the name of the Lord. Every question about what is right and every fight will be decided upon by them. All the leaders of that city nearest to the dead man will wash their hands over the young cow whose neck was broken in the valley. Then they will say, "Our hands have not killed him, our eyes have not seen it. O Lord, forgive your people Israel, whom you have set free. Do not put the guilt of killing a man who did no wrong on your people Israel." And they will be forgiven from the guilt of the man's death. So you must take away the guilt of taking the life of a good man by doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. When you go to battle against those who hate you, and the Lord your God gives them to you, and you make them go with you, and you see a beautiful woman, and have a desire for her as a wife, bring her home to your house. There she will cut off all the hair from her head and cut her nails. She will change the clothes she wore when you took her away and stay in your house. She will have sorrow for her father and mother for 1 month. After that, you may go into her and be her husband, and she will be your wife. If you are not pleased with her, you should let her go wherever she wants, and do not sell her for money or act as if she were a servant, because you have put her to shame. If a man has two wives, one loved and the other not loved, and both the loved and the one not loved have borne him sons, and if the firstborn son belongs to the wife who is not loved, on the day when that man divides what he has for his sons, he cannot make the firstborn of his loved wife the firstborn before the son of the wife who is not loved, who is the firstborn. He must respect the firstborn, the son of the wife who is not loved, by giving him twice the share of all he has. He is the beginning of his strength, and the right of the firstborn belongs to him. If a man has a strong-willed son who goes against him and does not obey his father or mother, and when they punish him he will not even listen to them, then his father and mother will take hold of him and bring him to the leaders of his city at the gate of his city. They will say to the leaders of his city, "This son of ours is strong-willed and goes against us. He will not obey us. He eats and drinks too much." Then all the men of his city will kill him with stones. You must get rid of the sin from among you. All Israel will hear about it and be afraid. If a man has sinned and should be put to death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body must not hang all night on the tree. You should be sure to bury him on the same day, for he who hangs is cursed by God. So do not make your land unclean, which the Lord your God is giving you. Acts chapter 7. The head religious leader asked Stephen, "Are these things true?" Stephen said, "My brothers and fathers, listen to me. The great God showed himself to our early father Abraham while he lived in the country of Mesopotamia. This was before he moved to the country of Haran. God said to him, 'Leave your family and this land where you were born. Go to a land that I will show you.' He went from the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran. After his father died, he came to this country where you now live. God did not give him any land to own, not even enough to put his feet on. but he promised that the land would be his and his children's after him. At that time he had no children. This is what God said, "Your children's children will be living in a strange land. They will live there 400 years. They will be made to work without pay and will suffer many hard things. I will say to that nation that it is guilty for holding them and making them work without pay. After that they will go free. They will leave that country and worship me in this place." He made a promise with Abraham. It was kept by a religious act of becoming a Jew. Abraham had a son, Isaac. On the 8th day, Abraham took Isaac and had this religious act done to him. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of our 12 early fathers. The sons of Jacob sold Joseph to people from the country of Egypt because they were jealous of him. But God was with Joseph. He helped him in all his troubles. He gave him wisdom and favor with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. This king made Joseph leader over Egypt and over all the king's house. The time came when there was no food to eat in all the land of Egypt and Canaan. The people suffered much. Our early fathers were not able to get food. Then Jacob heard there was food in Egypt. He sent our early fathers there the first time. The second time they went to the country of Egypt, Joseph made himself known to his brothers. The family of Joseph became known to Pharaoh. Joseph asked his father Jacob and all his family to come. There were 75 people in the family. Jacob moved down to Egypt and died there. Our early fathers died there also. They were brought back to the city of Shechem, where they were buried. Abraham paid money for the grave from the sons of Hamor in Shechem. The promise God had given Abraham was about to happen. At this time, many more of our people were in the country of Egypt. Then another man became king in Egypt. He was a king who did not know Joseph. He was hard on our people and nation. He worked against our early fathers. He made them put their babies outside so they would die. At that time, Moses was born. He was beautiful in God's sight. He was fed in his father's house for 3 months. Then he was put outside. Pharaoh's daughter took him and cared for him as her own son. Moses was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He became a powerful man in words and in the things he did. When he was 40 years old, he thought he should visit his brothers, the Jews. He saw one of the Jews being hurt. Moses helped the Jew and killed the man from Egypt. He thought his people would understand. He thought they knew God would let them go free by his help. But the people did not understand. The next day, Moses came to some Jews who were fighting. He tried to get them to stop. Moses said to the Jews, "Sirs, you are brothers. Why do you hurt each other?" One was beating his neighbor. He pushed Moses away and said, "Who made you a leader over us? Who said you could say who is guilty? Do you want to kill me as you killed the man from Egypt yesterday?" When Moses heard that, he went as fast as he could to the country of Midian, where he was a stranger. While he was there, he became the father of 2 sons. 40 years passed, and Moses was near Mount Sinai, where no people live. There he saw an angel in the fire of a burning bush. He was surprised and wondered when he saw it. He went up close to see it better. Then he heard the voice of the Lord speak to him. "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." Moses shook. He was so afraid he did not look at the bush. Then the Lord said to him, "Take your shoes off your feet. The place where you are standing is holy ground. I have seen my people suffer in the country of Egypt, and I have heard their cries. I have come down to let them go free. So come now, I will send you back to Egypt." The people had put Moses aside. They said, "Who made you a leader over us? Who said you are the one to say what is right or wrong?" But God made this man a leader. Moses was the one who brought them out of the country of Egypt. This was done by the help of the angel who was in the burning bush. This man led them. He did powerful works in Egypt and at the Red Sea. For 40 years he led them in the desert. Moses said to the Jews, "God will give you one who speaks for him like me from among your brothers. This is the man who was with the Jewish nation in the desert." The angel talked to him on Mount Sinai. Moses told it to our early fathers. He also received the living words of God to give to us. Our early fathers would not listen to him. They did not obey him. In their hearts they wanted to go back to the country of Egypt. They said to Aaron, "Make us gods to go before us. we do not know what has happened to this Moses who led us out of Egypt. In those days they made a calf of gold. They put gifts down in front of their God in worship. They were happy with what they had made with their hands. But God turned from them and let them worship the stars of heaven. This is written in the book of the early preachers, Nation of Jews. Was it to me you gave gifts of sheep and cattle on the altar for 40 years in the desert? No, you set up the tent to worship the god of Moloch and the star of your god Rampha. You made gods to worship them. I will carry you away to the other side of the country of Babylon. Our early fathers had the tent to worship in. They used it in the desert. God told Moses to make it like the plan which he had seen. This was received by our early fathers. They brought it here when they won the wars with the people who were not Jews. It was when Joshua was our leader. God made those people leave as our early fathers took the land. The tent was here until the time of David. David pleased God and wanted to build a house for worship for the God of Jacob. But Solomon was the one who built the house of God for him. But the Most High does not live in buildings made by hands. The early preacher said, "Heaven is the place where I sit, and the earth is the place where I rest my feet. What house will you build me?" says the Lord. "Or what is my place of rest? Did not my hands make all these things?" You have hard hearts and ears that will not listen to me. You are always working against the Holy Spirit. Your early fathers did. You do too. Which of the early preachers was not beaten and hurt by your early fathers? They killed those who told of the coming of the one right with God. Now you have handed him over and killed him. You had the law given to you by angels, yet you have not kept it. The Jews and religious leaders listened to Stephen. Then they became angry and began to grind their teeth at him. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. As he looked up to heaven, he saw the shining greatness of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He said, "See, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right side of God." They cried out with loud voices. They put their hands over their ears and they all pushed on him. Then they took him out of the city and threw stones at him. The men who were throwing the stones laid their coats down in front of a young man named Saul. While they threw stones at Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." After that, he fell on his knees and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. Psalm chapter 67. May God show loving kindness toward us and bring good to us. May he make his face shine upon us. May your way be known on earth, and your saving power among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will be fair when you judge the people and rule the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. The earth has given its fruit. God, our God, will bring good to us. God will bring good to us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. May God bless the reading of his word. You know, there will come a time when all nations will praise God. It'll be during the millennium, after the return of Jesus, his 1,000-year reign here on earth, and that will be a glorious time indeed. In Acts today, we saw Stephen give a history lesson to the religious leaders. Of course, they didn't need to be reminded of their history, but Stephen knew that he had to lay the groundwork for the punchline. He reminded them that their ancestors worked against God, and then he told them that they worked against him too. He told them they killed God's anointed one, and even though they had the law which was given to them by angels, they didn't keep it. And just as Jesus was killed because of their hard hearts, so was Stephen. But there was a witness standing by whose name was Saul, and of course we'll hear more about him as we move further into the New Testament. And then in Deuteronomy today, we saw that marriage was just a bit different than it is today, not to mention parenting. I tell you, I could do a whole show on each one of those topics, but of course we don't have the time here to do that, and that's not what this podcast is all about. I suggest that if these two teachings from Deuteronomy have piqued your interest, you might do some digging and study. It's always a good thing to really dig into God's Word. Studying deep is a lot of fun. Oh man, it feels so good to be back here with you around the Scriptures. Do me a favor, tell a friend, let's grow the LifeSpring family. Oh, and by the way, November 13th will mark the 9th anniversary of the first LifeSpring show. It's really incredible how much my life has changed since November 13th, 2004. Keep your eyes and ears open as we close in on the anniversary. You never know what you might learn. And to be sure you don't miss anything, I suggest you go to LifeSpringMedia.com and sign up for the email list. I will have news that you're going to want to hear. Well, Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.